go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Welcome to another episode of What About Bigfoot. I'm your host, the illustrious dude, alongside my longtime partner here,
Jay.
And we got a good one, guys, for you this week. But first, I want you guys to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button right in the corner.
Subscribe. It's probably like here.
Yeah, somewhere.
Or I think it might be down in this area by me, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Subscribe.
Hit it. So
you're the first ones to get a pop-up notification when we're on. We got some mini episodes. We might do some exclusive just YouTube stuff coming up.
Also, a reminder, it comes out every Wednesday, you know?
Every Wednesday.
Audio at midnight, video maybe at midnight too, depending on how far along I get and all this stuff.
Yeah, but it'll always be on Wednesday sometime.
Wednesday.
Be the first one to watch it when it pops up on your phone, tablet, or computer if you still use a computer.
Thanks to the Stitcher, the Spotify's, the Apple's, the Google's, everybody listening out there. We appreciate every single listener.
We love you guys. Thanks to everyone who's subscribing on us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
This is episode 12, I believe. Wow. So this is the big one, you know what I mean?
Ooh, 12.
We got a real special, you know, little...
What are we telling about that?
Oh, this is some mind control stuff. This is Project MK Ultra.
Oh, you know,
some government conspiracy stuff. I don't know if you've ever heard about MK Ultra, but this is the government's attempt to learn about mind control. You know what I mean? How to tamper with the human brain. What they would do is test like prostitutes and prisoners and unsuspecting civilians with LSD. And they would give them, you know, like little bits of LSD, which they like originally first developed was LSD was developed for this kind of stuff. It wasn't developed for tripping. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was developed by the CIA, by the Army, for brain control, brainwashing, so if they captured somebody, they can give them some LSD interrogation. Yeah, so it was for like that kind of stuff. So it was to like try to break barriers in the mind and the wall. You know what I mean? Open doors that they couldn't get to on their own. You know what I mean?
Torture.
Yeah, yeah. The whole MK Ultra thing. It was said to have taken place in like universities and hospitals a lot, and it was just like a government testing. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry, you know what I mean. But they were giving people LSD, and they were like, they had them in rooms, and they'd have like a two-way mirror or whatever, and they would be being studied by scientists and researchers. Just
through the reactions, or like,
just how they were acting. You know what I mean? On it, it's like so like. They would ask a question and see if they would, you know what I mean, if they were more
susceptible to
So like if they would actually answer these questions or if they would, you know, actually break and give information.
Would they just do a little dose or would they like dose them and then like increase the dosage?
Yeah, so it was all like several different doses. And meanwhile, this is in the 1950s.
Okay.
So MK Ultra was first reported in the 70s. So it took place from what I looked up from 1953 to 1973. So there's a 20-year period where all this testing, all this stuff, all these prisoners, all these prostitutes, all these people were all getting tested with this drug LSD. There's psilocybin, salvia, I got my notes here. There was even like psychological abuse.
Wow.
Just to test those people, sensory.
Deprivation,
hypnosis, and MDMA. So, like, all these drugs were... And mind you, this is all highly illegal. This is very legal to capture and test drugs and people at any government level at any point without authorization, you know what I mean, or from higher above. You know, the Army is kind of just doing this just to see if they can capture somebody, if they could get some knowledge, you know, from somebody, you know what I mean? So, it's like... So, reportedly 86 different institutions and universities all did this like across the country. So like we're all part of this whole.
Yeah, I wonder what the government
MK Ultra testing. Yeah, so it's all this LSD and stuff and like. So it's I'm not really sure. like after 20 years of testing, you know, and like and this is kind of like torture to some people.
This,
you know what I mean?
Oh, especially the sensory deprivation. Like that's not fun. Like
yeah, like.
They're not giving you drugs for fun.
Like. Yeah, yeah, no. Like, yeah, it's not fun drugs. You're not at a party. You know, you're locked in a room with your own thoughts and shit. You know what I mean? Like
breaking you down, making you psychotic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, so it's kind of like, it's like such a big deal because they're messing with people's minds. You know what I mean? This is, like I said, this is highly illegal at any point in the government, at any level. And you need, like, you can't just... You know, mess with people's heads, their brains, the way they think, and just open it. Like even as an enemy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's
as an interrogational. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta follow some humanitarian laws.
Yeah, yeah.
And treat them like a human once in a while, but the government doesn't care.
Yeah,
that's a different topic, guys. Hate your government.
Yeah, so it's like, it's such like a weird thing that like the army, you know, would even be involved. Like I kind of would figure some kind of like mind control stuff like this, but it was said reportedly that even two people throughout the 20 years have died from this from overdosing or psychotic, which they said were suicides.
Yeah.
You know, which are also said that could be murders. You know, which is like on a whole other side conspiracy, like little you know, in a railway. But like, these fucking CIA agents used to drug each other unsuspectingly and use that as a test.
Oh shit!
For like unwilling, unsuspecting people to just be tripping ass. So like they would like prank each other and one of them actually died like when like psychotic and like lost their mind and then you know was. Kill themselves or whatever. Yeah, which who knows if that's even the
that
truth.
That sounds like a free for all of everybody just.
Yeah, so that's how wild it was, and how like unsanctioned. You know what I mean? And that's how insane. Like you know like everybody just kind of you know that everybody was getting drugged. The students, there was teachers, there was the prostitutes, like I said, prisoners, dude, people.
It was a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't looking for a specific on one.
No, they were just testing anyone human. Who was around. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And it was. They got to such a big deal. Like I said, like, this is the 50s. This is before the drug culture even happened.
Yeah.
So, going into the 60s and 70s, where it ended. But, like, the 60s were massive for this kind of drugs. LSD and stuff. So, John Lennon even has a quote where he thanks the CIA and the Army for making LSD. Because he said that, the Army like, wanted to control them, but what they did was set them free. Was give them freedom by making this LSD. But this government-made drug actually made these hippies fucking free, dude. Yeah, like how weird is it to come around that what they wanted was mind control and all the stuff, and what they got was mind freedom. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like a thing on the rebellion. They got an anti-establishment instead of the, all right, go to the Army, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Everybody with their fucking flat tops and their shaved fucking cheeks. You know what I mean?
To the man.
No, man. No. Take some fucking drugs, you grow a beard out, and you still got some long hair and listen to the Beatles, man.
Go to San Francisco, become a hippie.
Yeah.
Live your life, live free, man.
Yeah, because.
That wasn't hippie much. People just give hippies shit. Fuck you. They were all about living free, man.
Everyone knows I'm a. Avid drug user, you know. I like my psilocybin, my little silly juice, and, you know, my mushrooms and my. Yeah, I like all that good stuff. So like, I kind of want to thank MK Ultra, this project MK Ultra. You know, this experiment, the government, the army. You know, shout out.
It helps create a drug that's fun now, but for all the people who are subjugated to it.
Yeah.
Unwillingly, this is insane.
People died for this. People died for our fun nowadays.
Yeah,
you know what
fun,
I mean?
Quote unquote fun, which wasn't fun for them. Which was
1953. Just think about how long ago that was. 53. You know how how different at times it was. Like there wasn't really like nothing was. It was all radio. You know what I mean? Black and white TV.
You
can
get
knows,
away
you know?
With doing black op stuff like that. Through the 70s, no one's going to tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Unless you get someone who leaks out information that's airtight. No one will ever know unless the government wants you to know.
Yeah. And there's already like so much stuff going on with like all the wars, you know what I mean? Like during that time, there's the whole hippie revolution, the whole, you know what I mean, the army.
Especially throughout the late 60s.
Yeah, so like, just like
Vietnam.
Just like in general, that was like a really big time for like the opening of the mind, you know what I mean? So like, it was like, and for those people to get those kind of drugs that do kind of like open the mind, you know, unlock these doors, but just not the doors that the government was hoping to unlock, you know what I mean? Like,
do you think the government flooded the streets just like they did with crack, with LSD for two trying?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was highly like accidental that it got out. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I think the whole crack epidemic was meant to go out. You know what I mean? Like they forced that out. They sold it.
Yeah.
To like the big time buyers at low prices just to get people hooked on it, you know what I mean? But this LSD stuff like turned on them, you know what I mean? It went the whole opposite direction, it turned, it went the wrong.
Do you think someone like secretly got it out to the public or
I want to say it was like one of the scientists who like made it first, he broke out, I think he moved to Oregon or something like that. And then he started making the LSD and shit out there. And you know, that's where all the hippies are out there. That's why they're out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you're in the woods. And
yeah, and it's real green and beautiful. They grow a bunch of shit, you know what I mean? A bunch of shit, you know?
And he just happened to give them what the times needed.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that, you know, I think it just, you know, like I said, shout out to the government, you know, for giving us the drugs, the fun stuff, the good stuff.
Tune in and drop out, man.
You know, the opening of the mind, you know, like MDMA. Psilocybin, salvia.
Yeah.
I'll do that right now. Can I sign up for that shit? I'll sign up for the government. You know, you want to trap me in a room with some fucking salvia and a couple of joints. I ain't mad at that. You know, you can write down all the notes you want, but like, I need a. You're just like, let me know. You know what I mean? You can't just slip an LSD in my fucking water. You know? Yeah.
Here's a morning
call. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And 55 drops of acid, you know what I mean? And then I'd fucking go psychotic and shoot myself, or somebody shoots me, you know what I mean?
Under hits, you go schizophrenic, like, you're done with the world.
I ain't trying to go that far. Like, I'm a willing, you know, if I could test these drugs willingly, I would. But, like, you know, if we're gonna, you know, just be drugging prostitutes and prisoners and shit, people don't want to do that.
You know? Quote unquote, want to be missed.
Yeah. All because the government wants to make true serums and fucking, you know what I mean, all the stuff. Yeah, and like, you're not going to make a true serum, you know?
To make us quote
especially not from acid. Not from the Lucy. Lucy's not helping you out.
And I know. I think they found their way to make their true serum. That's why they stopped with the LSD. There's true serum out there. The government has it.
Yeah.
But they probably learned a long time ago, but in the 70s, like, this isn't working. The LSD is not unlocking the mind like we thought it would. It's unlocking them something. It's tripping them out, but it's not
unlocking the wrong doors, man.
Yeah, it's
not the doors the government want to be unlocked.
Exactly.
Man.
They want to keep that fun and game.
Acid is why there's conspiracy theories, man.
Exactly.
That shit right there makes you think a little
bit.
Why
we exist.
Yeah, because of fucking acid. Thank you, MK Ultra, for making this podcast happen.
Exactly.
Possible. Yeah.
Now, we got to ask ourselves each and every week.
The big question.
What about Bigfoot?
It's a big question. I don't know, man. I think Bigfoot, just because he's so straight edge, you know, he doesn't really mess around with these drugs.
Yeah.
You know, I think he just stayed far away from this, man.
I think he was, I agree, he stayed far away, but he also protested. He's like, humans, you got to stop this, man.
I think he was one of the first protesters, you know, Matt. That's why hippies grew their hair out. That's why they grew their beards. They wanted to be like Bigfoot, the guy that started it, you know?
They went to California, Oregon. Well, where was our scientist?
Yeah.
What if Bigfoot broke out the scientist, that makes it
grew a beard, you know? He actually tried to make other drugs that made him really hairy.
Yeah.
That was one of the drugs.
That was one of the drugs.
He took some hairy LSD, now he's a hairy man.
Hairy LSD.
Yeah, now he's a hairy man living in the Pacific Northwest, you know.
Yeah, I believe he could have broken out the scientist. He's like, thank you. He's like, hey, you gotta do this for good. And he's like, okay, I speak Bigfoot for some reason.
Yeah. And he makes an LSD. A bunch of grunting. But, you know. Fully understandable.
And he just
walks
up.
I had to put some captions underneath him.
And then when he's making, he goes, I did it, Bigfoot. He turns around and Bigfoot's gone. He just, in the brush.
It just dissipates away. into the green.
Like, thank you. And you know, he couldn't say anything. He and he just started giving it out. And
so you think he's just...
He helped the 60s revolution. Bigfoot did.
You know? I'm not sure how much he has to do with MKUltra, but I think he does have something to do with the hippie revolution as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that whole look, the whole hairy kind of, you know.
All natural.
Yeah, exactly.
Natural.
That's why chicks didn't shave armpits or legs or nothing, you know what I mean?
It's just stay natural.
It's all a Bigfoot thing.
You're all beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Inside and out.
You know what I mean? Like, half those hippies are probably tripping on acid, man. So they see Bigfoot, they're like, fuck, man, I'm just tripping.
And Bigfoot's like,
no, he's not really here, dude.
Here's my squirrel buddies.
And he's like, nobody believes me. I'm leaving. You know, and then he goes and finds his own house in her hut.
That's why I didn't fuck with you guys.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
You guys blew it.
Yeah. Why can't nobody see me? Yeah. Why?
He thinks Jerry and Conway his squirrel buddies.
He doesn't have to go find.
Coco, he goes. He goes with his with everybody else.
I think this is also another one of my favorite, you know, episodes, just because like mind control is just crazy, man. I think that's definitely a thing.
I want to know how they got mind control through acid. Like, it's hard to control someone.
It's drugs, you know, just in general. It's all these chemicals, all the stuff, like it's all stuff that's supposed to alter your brains. You know, I mean, if you alter your brain enough, you know, hopefully maybe get you just to a secret. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, where's the money at, Hector? You know what I mean? I give you a bunch of acid, you know? Where the fuck's the money at? And you're like, oh, behind the fucking bed, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Maybe you're just, going to be a little freer. You know what I mean?
Enough drugs to turn your brain into putty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're giving motherfuckers MDMA. They're probably...
Yeah, they're...
Hype!
Yeah, well, this...
Hype!
They're trying to just sculpt it back
into... Yeah.
The perfect war machine. Perfect spy.
I mean, give me all the drugs you want. I'll tell you where my money is, dude. I don't got a lot, so... Yeah.
I don't have any.
You probably have to give me more money's worth of drugs than money I have, you know, saved. Makes for me sense. To tell you, so, you know...
Makes sense.
You're going to lose... You're gonna lose the money, you know. You're gonna lose that.
J1,
you're gonna have to give me more drugs than I will have money. So it's not gonna be, you know. Don't rob me, is what I'm saying.
Everybody's like, okay, we won't rob you. So mom comes looking for you, John. Who?
I don't know.
You guys still. He had a job, but he jumped off the ledge of the building. He's dead now, man. Where's his body? There's no body. He burned up.
Mind control.
And then you're stuck there 30 years taking all the drugs and then you become the ultimate weapon.
You know, Weapon X, dude.
Weapon X.
You know, weapon the claws.
Weapon X on high. All
right, I think this is it for this episode.
If you like us.
Follow us. Instagram. Facebook, YouTube, What About Bigfoot, Twitter, What About Bigfoot. Drop, you know, that second A ain't there. It ain't there, so don't put it there.
If you just look us up on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, we're there. We're here for you guys.
We need it all.
Comment on us. Let us know what we can get wrong, what we got wrong, what we got right. What you love, what you hate.
All the suggestions, all the corrections.
We won't take it personally. We swear. Unless you
help us out. You know, share us. Give us a share, too. Yeah, you know what I mean? Tell your friends about it. Tell your grandma. You know?
Tell us a talk show. Show them.
You know?
She'll totally understand what
put us on your high school project.
Yeah, hey, yeah.
You know? Show it to your teachers. Yeah. If you are a teacher, show it to your students.
Yeah, show what two guys can do with a camera.
You know, and a bunch of cool shit behind them.
Yeah, and one took a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And like always, guys, what about Bigfoot?